In the tense days since the election, accusations over the fairness of the country have been flying thick and fast. Connecticut Public Radio's Allie Oshinsky spoke with voters in the Naugatuck River Valley. Here she speaks with Trump voters first and Biden supporters second.
One thing seemed to be clear to Fred Centrella. If his candidate doesn't reach 270 electoral votes, then the presidential election was not a fair race. And if Joe Biden becomes president,
He's an illegitimate president, 100%, period, down the line.
He cites the enthusiasm and crowds at President Trump's rallies compared to Biden's small crowds as evidence. The Biden campaign held socially distanced rallies to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. Joe Pisani agrees that he's unhappy with the count.
It's a corrupt election, and it's proved by virtue of the fact that they wouldn't allow the Republican poll watchers in.
And Pisani's comments show how the president's disinformation is catching fire. During a speech to the nation Thursday evening, Trump falsely asserted that Republican poll watchers were barred from counting sites in Michigan and Pennsylvania. Meanwhile, Joe Kenney thinks the president should tone it down until all the votes are counted. And he thinks supporters can separate out the truth in Trump's statements.
I mean, people understand and they know that a lot of what he says, they can, you know, separate what's true and what's rhetoric, and, you know, I don't have any concerns on that part, no.
But it appears that at least for some of Trump's supporters, his attempts to cast doubt on the integrity of the election are plausible. Karen Youngquist expected a wait all along.
What surprises me is everybody's so alarmed that we don't know anything right away, which I really didn't anticipate knowing right away. I expected it to be this long.
Her friend Terry Meisel said she was concerned about the president's behavior.
You know, I look at this morning, I heard, you know, some of his last remarks, and I'm thinking, if I didn't have my eyes open, I would think I would be listening to a dictator.
The both of them think the American electoral system is working, and that whatever the results are, they should be accepted by the public. But Meisel expressed some doubt in the Electoral College. So did John Cardoza.
You know, when you get the majority of the people voting and you win by 5-6 million votes, and then you still can't become president, that doesn't make sense to me.
Brian Malarkey worries about how much Americans believe the president.
I think that unfortunately there are a lot of people who do believe what he says. Again, back to even though there's no evidence of it.
And from his perspective, one thing is clear. Whatever the outcome, the country's political divisions will be greater than ever. Allie Oshinsky, Connecticut Public Radio.